Hello, good people, and welcome to... This is episode 5 of the Brunswick Beer Collective, and we are live at Brewers Feast in Abbotsford. It's Abbotsford, right? And by live, I mean you'll be hearing this, you know, on the Thursday. So we were live at the time. We're not actually live now. Okay, technically we're live now, but not live in the sense of being actually
live. We could talk about that for the next half.
Yeah, I know. That could joke for ages.
We just got given
coasters from Hawthorn.
Trying to impose on other people.
Do you want to join us?
It's all about the branding.
So we're the Brunswick Beer Collective, and we're sort of just going to bother people. And we're recording stuff.
Yeah.
So no, you don't want to bother me.
We have a
not that attitude.
We have not a Cub supporter here.
No.
Because the actual business owners. Oh, actually, come around later because two of the business owners are here later. You can hassle them.
Well, we'll probably be drunk by that point.
So will I.
But, but in the meantime, we're at our old friend 7 Cent because, you know, they've got couches, although we're not sitting at them, and they've got awesome beer. So, gents, you want to say hello?
Hey, it's Bowser here. Bowser here, and Bakes as well.
I'm here as well. One of the rare occasions that I've actually been chatting to the boys from the Brunswick Beer Collective.
It's true. I mean, I think we actually saw you on one of the takeover nights.
Yep.
But, you know, it would have been either we were very, very drunk or you were very, very drunk.
Oh, look,
those things are not mutually exclusive.
No.
Little column A, a little bit of column B. Right. What are you going to do?
Look, I think everybody wins by this, and by everybody, I mean nobody. So we also have, I'm Chris Shorten, we also have Paul Christoph.
Hello.
And we have Ben Wilson, who has ridden in on Jeff's coattails, because Jeff is sick somehow.
Yeah, I'll be the angry person today.
Yeah.
So, filling in for him.
That's why I walked here, because Jeff wasn't here to walk.
That's true. And of course, you walked here because you have to sort of quell all that anger, because you couldn't be the angry person.
No.
So, we're at Brewers Feast, and it's...
Is it Brewers Feast or Brewers Fest?
No, it's Brewers Feast.
It's Feast.
Yeah,
so what are you saying, though? You've known about this longer than we have.
You should know.
I haven't actually looked at what it's spelt as.
Oh. It's right there on the guide.
It's
even on the tag around your neck.
Okay, I just made that assumption that it would be a fest, because I do like a fest, but, you know.
Everyone likes a fest.
Yeah.
Brewtoberfest, they could have called it.
Brewtoberfest? There used to be Brewtopia in...
Brewtopia?
That was the old Gabs.
Was it?
Yeah. I remember going to Brewtopia, and then I pretty much... That was like my first foray into craft beer, and I didn't really understand craft beer. And so it wound up being just me drinking like an endless amount of Pilsners. So I'd say a wasted opportunity, really.
Yeah.
But, all right, so the boys from 7 Cent have... their usual sort of fare, and they had the belly button beer again, which I didn't think they were going to do again, but...
It's the same one from Gabs, so we've sort of kept a couple of kegs for sort of festivals. It's a good beer, a talking point at festivals, right. And interesting, and also, because it's a nice, easy drinking root beer, it's good for a summery sort of day, which... today and tomorrow is supposed to be, so...
It is great. It is great in the warm weather.
Yeah.
And it's held up well as well.
I think it's tasting better than it did at Gabs.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment.
Of course,
yeah.
I wasn't at Gabs. That's the first time I've...
I always forget that you weren't at Gabs.
Yeah.
Because you timed yours and that you were having a pub crawl in London when we finished Gabs.
It was real very tough.
Yeah. Well, it was a lovely
Hitting
idea.
About, 12 pubs in East London in one day.
It was a lovely idea, except for the fact that basically by the time it got to like the time changes, we were so gone.
We planned it that yes.
Yeah, we were going to do like a handover. The handover didn't happen.
And they were so drunk by
there wouldn't have even been a fucking text message. That's how bad we were.
Yeah.
But, so you're on the belly button. What do you think?
It's nice, yeah. It is a new worldish Belgian-ish wheat beer.
Do you need one, Chris?
It's very refreshing.
I think I do need
one. We're expecting the weather was going to be a lot worse than this.
Yeah.
The forecast on Wednesday was...
just half, please.
It was going to be raining and cold.
I totally expected the weather to be...
the skies couldn't be bluer.
No. And it's Abbotsford Convent, for fuck's sake.
It is.
It's a bit windy, but the sun's out and it's it's nice in the sun.
This is pretty good.
For this spring, whatever it's been, it's not been a spring.
It's Melbourne, right?
Yeah.
Just say it's Melbourne.
Thank you, sir. So, no, I guess the big question is, guys, while we've got you here, I mean, I'll talk to you later, Bowser, much to your reluctance. But, all right, so the belly button beer, are we going to, is that like, you know, how do you repeat the belly button? Like, Is it going to be? Do you have the yeast growing now, so it's always going to be existent?
Yeah, we do. We do. We've kept so the samples that we got out of the brewers, we've kept in some slants. And actually, I think Doug's got them in his fridge.
Pretend lab.
Yeah.
His house. And and
makes it sound like a meth lab.
Yes.
Well, it is.
Yeah, very well.
Now
white,
that you
mention
it.
That's funny. Yeah. So we do have those same strains that we caught. Back in the day. It was New Year's, last year when we captured the strains.
Wait. All right, hang on, going back a step here. Yeah. So it was New Year's when you captured. Was that at the start of New Year's or like halfway through?
No, that was the
set up of New Year's Eve party. So
we just had some friends around at the brewery for New Year's Eve, and whilst we were setting up during the afternoon, we managed to take some samples, some swabs.
And it was 40 degrees and I was very sweaty. Right,
very
so.
Hot. All
right, so the obvious other question there is, were these consenting samples?
Yes.
I felt a little bit abused.
Right. I mean, it's okay. You can show us on the like the doll where they touch you.
Where did Dougie touch you?
Well, this time he touched me there. Other times I'm not so. I can't say.
Yeah, we couldn't find the right doll. But
yeah, so that's when the samples got taken, and subsequently we made some batches with the yeast that were captured, and we're at where we are now with this yeast that's in the one that you've got in front of you, and we still have that available to us.
But we could, if we chose to, we could always do the whole process again, and maybe it would be completely different.
It could be.
Is it going to be, this is Belly Button 2016, is there going to be Belly Button 2017?
We've got ideas, not ready to divulge them.
People gotta have dreams, you know.
We got some ideas. We're not really sure when we're gonna make them happen though.
Well, we did get contacted by a Japanese TV show during the week about wanting to do an episode on the Belly Button beer and actually like shooting us and like drinking it, and they actually asked whether they would be able to make Belly Button beer in like an episode.
A homebrew, it's on a homebrew scale.
All right, just based on that alone, I'm just going to pitch the idea that if you guys get a Japanese television crew filming you guys making a Belly Button beer, I want any television crew. I want us to be the guys who are filming the behind the scenes, the making of the Belly Button beer.
Yeah,
we haven't decided what we're going to do with that yet, but
you've got to do it. How could you not do that?
Yeah, it has to be done.
Yeah, it's the craziest idea. It's more crazy than the Belly Button beer itself.
Well, you better not drink it all this weekend, so we can send them some. All right. So
okay, that's fair. This could be your big chance at Stardom. Anyway,
well, being on American TV, why not Japanese?
Yeah, we'll be big in Japan.
Yeah, thank you, Tom Waits. Anyway, we should wander off and let you guys drink in peace. But we'll come and bother you later.
Absolutely.
No grubs.
And we've moved on to the next one. And okay, by the next one, I mean we walked two steps up, and we're at Blackman's Brewery. And I'm Chris. Who are you?
I'm Rick. I'm one of the brewers at Blackman's.
And which one are you responsible for on this thingy?
Well, we make all of them. We share the load.
Oh.
So boss man Ren Blackman makes all the recipes.
Oh, okay. So there's some sort of hierarchy here and
absolutely. It's
Santa Claus style. Someone's an elf. Someone's...
There's not many tiers, but there is two.
Okay. That's definitely a very flat organizational structure. Yeah. I see that. So... I don't know anything about Blackman's Brewery, except I've drank a lot of your beers at one point.
Yeah.
Usually, I think the Reginald.
Reginald, yeah. That's our IPA, which that's probably our most popular, at least at the restaurant. So, for those that don't know, we're in Torquay. So, probably where you drank most of our beers is when you went on a surf holiday.
I think it was actually at beer
Geelong?
Festivals. Geelong
Beer
and
Fest.
Geelong Beer Fest and Ballarat Beer Fest.
Yeah,
they drink at your brewery.
Oh, good work, Ben.
Yeah. There you go. Knew we bought your
own
restaurant.
Exactly. what's going on with Blackman's? Tell us about the world.
We're booming. So we just got our new canning line. So we're pushing out all our beers.
The can revolution.
Absolutely. We've joined that.
Nice.
So we've got a brand new cask line. We've got our lager, our Bob wheat beer, our Ernie Golden Ale, Reginald IPA, Arthur Smoke Porter, soon to be our Mervyn Pale Ale, all in cans.
I got to ask,
limited releases too.
I got to ask, where do the names come from?
So they're all members of the Blackman's family. All ancestors. The main guys, Ernie, Bob, Reg, and Arthur, are either great grandfathers or great uncles. Yeah.
Nice.
They are black men.
Should we expect some sort of Carlton United takeover at some point?
I don't think we're quite there, but one day.
Well, at the very least, I hope that you won't be sacking all of your engineers and then rehiring them at like...
all our engineers.
Yeah, at 60% of their previous wage. All of your engineers, yes. I mean, I think that would be really terrible, the engineers you have.
Oh, there's Ren and myself.
So, hang on, I'm not good at mathematics.
So you're going to sack the tier one engineers or the tier two engineers?
Even one, that's 50% of our workforce.
Yeah. Shit. Look, I mean, the world is a tough place. You know, we marginalize, we cut back on staff. I mean, it's complicated. So, people come in here. What should they drink? I mean, can you choose a favorite here? Are you allowed to choose a favorite? Is there some sort of rule against it?
Well, yeah, you're right. They are kind of all my children. Mm. But I always go between the Reg and the Arthur.
Because
I like big beers and they're awesome. But
wait, were you going to say you like big beards and big beers and you can't?
And I can't lie. Yeah. I couldn't.
I mean, I'm
even
hoping you're thinking that gag just for the sake of it.
Everyone was thinking it.
Yeah, yeah.
But look, there's a time and place for everything. And today we've got our Hopfenweiss, hoppy German wheat beer, which I think is pretty awesome for a day like today.
Oh,
sun's
the
out
Fest beer.
Fest beer, yeah.
Let's give that one a go then.
But
absolutely.
Well,
let's do a bit of a test right here.
That's a good point. Out of curiosity, how many festivals has this Fest beer been to?
Zero so far, except for this one. So
nice.
One.
All right.
Number one. It was only released last week for our Oktoberfest.
What's this one? According to this, I've had it before.
There you go.
Where was this?
Magic.
By the way, by this he means Untapped.
At the Ale House Project, 19th of October, 2016.
Oh, wow.
that's what happened last time when thank you. Where was it? The guys in North Melbourne. Complete mind blank.
Use your words.
Anyway, there is a brewer in North Melbourne, and we've met them many times, and they're very nice people. But they had that Fest beer in Geelong.
We
have one, and it's like, oh, you have to have this one. It will never be anywhere.
And then we found it the most obscure brewery.
And like, two months later,
I can't remember
four
the one
or five
either.
Different pubs.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, it was on at six pubs. You like went to five of them.
Nice.
Which is very much like, you know, Fixation.
I can't believe I can't remember.
No, it'll come back to us.
It will.
But Fixation was always interesting in that I think I said to the guy from Fixation, I always see your beer everywhere. And he says to me, well, it's only on at like three places. Yeah, but that's everywhere for me. They're the only three places I go.
It's lovely.
Right, hang on, I'm going to steal a sip.
It's the bubblegum one.
Yeah, it's got the banana, like, is it banana
yep.
sort of flavor.
The bubblegum.
Yeah, definitely banana yeast characters.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Big load of phenolics, but not too much, and fairly dry as well. And we've hopped this up with Hull Melon and Hallertauer Blanc, two pretty new German hop varieties. Right. So it was a bit of an experiment for us as well.
Experiments are good. That's what craft beer is all about.
Absolutely. And I think it turned out pretty well.
Yeah, successful experiment.
Yeah.
So I guess the obvious question is, because people aren't going to hear this until like next Thursday. I know, we're really stupid like that. But where can people find the Fest beer next?
Well, at the Ale House Project.
That's a good question, because there's a very limited amount of it. So I don't know, by next Thursday, might be all gone.
Rude.
Yeah, pretty much. But we should still have some left at the restaurant in Torquay, and also our new bar in Geelong.
Holy crap, you guys have a new bar in Geelong?
We have a new bar.
That was like the ultimate plug opportunity.
Exactly.
Well done.
See me slide it in there?
Look.
This will be down in Geelong in December, never know. Maybe we can go and do a podcast recording down at the new bar.
Absolutely. So this is week two of our new bar in Little Mallet Street in Geelong. It's called Blackman's Brew Bar.
That's a very, very astute sort of almost innovative name.
Definitely. It's a lot of brainstorming to come up with that.
Is that street with the Hot Chicken Project and all
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's a perfect street. Yeah.
It's absolutely. So cool, it's a good little hub there. And we're doing a little trade because we don't do any food of our own, just a little snacks, jerky, nuts, that sort of thing. But we've got a little trade with Hot Chicken Project, so we can get it delivered over to the Blackman's Bar, drink our beer, eat their hot chicken.
Well done.
And you're winning. And we also do a collaboration with Cartel Coffee Roasters, which is right in that hub as well. We do a coffee lager.
What is that?
Pretty fun.
This thing practically sells itself.
Yeah. I'm very impressed. But we should move on to the next place, but I really enjoyed the beer and the plug. Thank you.
No worries.
And we are, okay, we've moved on to something that isn't beer. And this was Paul's idea, mostly because we sort of walked and I said, what brewery should we go to next? And he said to me, well, we never actually drink cider.
Never drunk a cider in this.
No, which is a good time to change this. So we are at Flying Brick Cider Company.
That's the one.
Which, strangely, I'd never heard of before this, but then I was in, I was in Queenscliff the other weekend. And
there it is.
And we drove past and it was like, holy shit! I know that thing. And then it all kind of clicked.
Well, it's funny because I don't know many people from Melbourne that actually know where the Ballerine is. It's always the bloody Mornington Peninsula. So get that one on your bloody podcast.
Sorry, what was your name?
Rowan.
Hey there, Rowan. Yeah. Because I grew up in the country, so we'd always go to Geelong for like holidays. So pretty much like I know that stretch, and when I saw like, because the Flying Brick thing is pretty much such
impressive.
It's like a giant behemoth of a place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never went in because we were already a little too hungover from other things, but it looked cool.
Excuses, Chris. Tell you what, cider's a very good hangover cure. Yeah, it's got your sugars, it's got your fruit.
Well, when Ben and I were there, it was after about a year ago.
Yeah,
and it was after a big night of drinking.
It was a recovery session on a Sunday.
So what did you do? Did you just put the legs up?
Yeah, got some of, there was a crates outside.
The apple crates. Yeah.
Got the tasting paddle.
Yeah.
It was really good.
You're painting a real picture here. Right. No, it's great.
So it seems like you guys have just appeared out of nowhere, but I don't think that's the case, right?
So we kind of started up maybe 5 years ago, started making cider, and the cidery's been there for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just pumping. There's a lot of work for me, which is great. And yeah, we're just coming in on the scene, just sneaking our way in to a few festivals, and people starting to recognize us, which is cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, are the plans basically world domination? Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we'll start taking over festivals, move everyone.
Taken over by CEB.
I mean, question
we're asking everyone today.
Well, yeah, it is. It is true. I mean,
soon it'll be CEB. It'll be Flying Brick Brewery over there. Flying Brick Cidery, should I say?
It's
a reverse takeover.
Exactly. I mean, the reality is you're trying to take over CEB, not let CEB take you over.
Big. Why not?
Yeah. Look, I believe in you guys. Look. Could I have a taste of something?
Of course you can. I can take you through them if you want. Have experimental cider.
It
doesn't kind of resemble the brand as much, but it's kind of funky, and it's, I like to call it just a big kick in the ass. Like, it's 8%. Do you want a glass full?
No, just a small amount, please. I have a lot of drinking to get done today.
I think this is due. This one that's needs right. a... test you.
So, experimental. What makes it experimental?
So, we have our three core ciders, mm-hmm. and then we do small batch ciders on the side. We have a little...
That's odd and strange and cool.
Pear, ginger, chili and lime.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so, God, that's really cool. I really like it.
Yeah.
Have a taste of that.
So we don't bottle that at all. We just keg it. And if it runs out, it runs out. And we make something different. So.
Yeah. But it's really good. Holy crap.
That was really good.
I could drink a lot of that.
It's got a bit of like tangy.
Yeah, it's
well. At first, I likened it to a Thai salad, and now I'm liking it to a pre-mixed mojito cocktail. However, it needs crushed ice and a mint leaf, and then Bob Jones.
So I feel like I was hoping you were going to list further down. It's like, and then sometimes I liken it to a spring day, and sometimes I liken it to my mother's hair.
We're at a brewer's fest, not a wine fest.
Yeah,
you know.
But that is okay. So. How often do you guys make experimental ciders, though?
It's hard to say. Maybe every 3 months.
And
months. There's a few other.
Because I think it's sort of, I guess from my own perspective, you know, I think about experimental beers, and you know, I love experimental beers. Mm-hmm. Hell, we made an experimental beer, mm-hmm. and it was an experiment. But you end up trying something that I guess people don't really expect.
Mm-hmm.
But you never really think about experimental ciders.
No. Yeah. So,
what drives a man to experimental cidering?
Well, in saying that, cider is an up and coming industry, and we had at the Cider Awards a guest judge, Bill Bradshaw from the UK. He does a lot of blogging, photography, all on cider, and
martial arts, obviously.
Martial arts, oh, yeah. You name it, he's done it. And he was really impressed with the Australian cider makers. And he goes, you know, if we had Australian cider makers in the UK, fuck me. What the fuck would happen over there? Pretty much. Like, we just literally get the apple from the tree and it is scrumpy, it's dirty.
Yeah.
And like this new world Australian stuff, he was really impressed that with the culinary apples we're provided in Australia, the differences in all the ciders that were put on show. So he was over the moon with it. Yeah.
So what was that one called?
So this one, as we call it, Pachinga.
Pachinga.
I don't know why.
There it is.
The people at the cidery came up with that. It's kind of catchy.
Look, this is really cool, but we should leave you to actually serve people.
Yeah, they look thirsty.
Yeah. Thirsty isn't something that we can't abide.
No, I gather that.
This is really cool. Well done.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
So we've moved on to, all right, so we just said Super Cider. Now we're on to, okay, these are like darlings of ours. This is Moondog. Hello to Moondog.
Hello, everybody.
So I'm Chris, and you are?
Renee.
Hello, Renee.
Hi.
Hello.
So we have been to your brewery so many fucking times.
Yeah.
And, you know.
We've probably tried every beer that Moondog's ever made.
I know.
Cool, that's a big call.
Yeah, I know. When you word it that way, I feel like we've really just made a statement that can never be true.
It's really not true.
No.
I might be one of the only people that's ever tried all of them.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
I mean, Moondog is like, I guess prior to the whole, I mean, I look at your tap selection now, and you've got the Mac Daddy, you've got the Old Mate, you've got the Love Tap, and you've got the Jukebox Hero. But I feel like there was a time where I didn't know what the label was going to say for Moondog.
Yeah. We definitely, since the top of the year, we launched our core range very successfully. It's going really, really well. We just wanted to pull back to the basics and prove that we could make a good beer without gimmicks, without adding fruit or all the other weird shit that we've added.
See, because if I'm honest, my first assumption was that you guys needed like a steady revenue stream.
Well, also that, 100%. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, nobody's judging you for that.
It's just, you know, the guys that own it are growing up, and the brand is growing up with them, and our customers are growing up too. You know what I mean? You don't need to be having 11% like gozers with caviar every day.
Not allowed to go out and buy saffron anymore.
God
damn it. Why can't anyone go out and buy saffron anymore? Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's a step in all the wrong directions. But, so Moondog are here, but more importantly, we're on the Jukebox Hero, which is like a personal favourite of mine.
Mostly because
the bottle shop over the road from my house, that was the only like interesting beer they used to have on tap. Sorry, in bottles.
Yep.
And now it's sort of like, I feel like I don't see it very often.
Yeah, well, we've ceased bottling it altogether.
Is it because it can't be tamed by bottles?
Basically, yeah. I think there was basically a lot of like negative reviews about it online from people, mainly from out of state. I think it had been probably sitting, getting a light strike and all that stuff. And it was sitting at 4 grams of hops per litre, which is all right, you know, like, maybe a while ago, but now, you know, everyone's lifted their game, everyone's punching out really amazing West Coast IPAs, so we decided to have a go at it. They gave our head brewer, Adrian McNulty, sort of carte blanche to just go nuts. It just needed to be West Coast, and ideally it's 7%, but whatever. And he worked on it, it was really good at the bar because we got all the, you know, like samples and stuff.
Just brewer fresh.
Yeah,
so good.
Thank you, Carlton.
Yeah. And then we had a good point with it, and then we realised that we were having, as with everyone, big trouble getting Citra and I think Centennial.
Oh, shit.
So we sort of started again, And the last few months, and then just maybe a couple of months ago, we finally very, very happy with it. And we're just kegging at the moment, and it's only going out to very limited bars at the moment. And trying to have it on at the brewery.
That'll be all the bars that we go to.
Yeah. I think Bear Mash has had it. Naked for Satan actually has it.
That was unexpected.
Yeah. I think it's quite
and
a good
naked,
move.
Obviously.
Yeah. It's quite a good move to be able to get, you know, people that aren't necessarily seeking craft beer, secretly drinking craft beer, and they don't even know it.
Craft beer drinkers.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone's goal is to find those secret craft beer drinkers, the ones that don't realize they're drinking craft beer, but are actually drinking craft beer secretly.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, that was a wonderfully circular argument.
Yeah. What's the ABV on this one?
This is 7%.
Ah, so it's not, I was just noticing, 5.55.
Yeah, so this one's, and true to style, 7%, West Coast hops, so you've got Comet. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yes, we are.
You can join in if you'd like.
For those listening at home, we just spied Twisties, and now we're all just suddenly very, very envious.
Yeah. We've nearly smashed the entire bag.
Yeah. Which is what you're supposed to do with Twisties. Yeah. They're a mythical creature. You know, you have no choice but to eat them in bulk, secretly.
Just like secret craft beer.
Yeah, that's it. So we've got Simcoe, Mosaic, and Comet in there. So Comet being a bit of a wild card that they played around with.
I don't even know what Comet is.
Yeah, I don't really know either, but I've got some right here if you want to have a wee sniff. It's a bit old, to be honest, but should do the trick.
What's the mandarin? What's the mandarin?
Barbera Mandarina is... We recently did a black IPA that's been single hopped with Mandarina Barbera, and obviously quite unusual because it's bringing citrus, but it's from Barbera.
Anyway, sorry to cut it short, but there's actually people asking for things, so we probably should.
People want beer.
Probably should try and make some money at some stage.
Thank you so much for all that.
Yes,
no
thank you.
Worries.
And we will bother you
pleasure.
Probably later without the microphone.
Yeah, do it for sure.
And we are, okay, so we actually moved on like one step over because we saw our old friend Salty.
Yeah. Alex isn't here to talk shit this time.
So for those of you who don't know, Salty is from Two Birds.
Hello.
And
Angus.
Oh, hi Angus.
How are you, Angus?
And I'll admit, with the noise behind us, I don't know how this is going to come out. But we're all speaking into the microphone.
We
it's
are.
Been called a phallic symbol several times over now.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
Salty's reached out to stroke it a few times.
Yep. Everyone has their, everyone has their goals, really.
Yes.
So, tell us what's new with Two Birds.
What's the what?
What's new?
Well, we've got our spring saison.
Spring saison.
Our spring saison's new. So it's... You know, if you like your farmhouse style beers, if you're into something a little bit funky, but utilizing some beautiful local Aussie hops.
I feel like you've memorized this statement several times over.
Not really.
Nobody's judging you.
No, it's only been around, what's the date today? It's only been around about 7 weeks. So
it's enough time to memorize something.
Maybe you're right. Yeah, so it's on tab at all your excellent craft
and probably
beer
several of you are not excellent.
No, maybe Alex. Hope Alex is listening. I know he never misses an episode.
No, definitely not.
Hello. He wouldn't.
But
we have some guests here from Up and Smoke if they'd like to say a few words.
Hello.
Yes.
But
we're mostly talking shit.
Hello,
Ryan.
Hey, guys, Salty.
Excellent.
But,
thanks.
So, what are you guys drinking today, then?
I've
got
this Spring Saison coming in now. Two Birds seasonal release.
Yeah. Yes.
But, which we're all kind of, we didn't know it existed until Salty, gave us the entire promotional spiel for it.
I read it in the itinerary.
Oh!
But, yeah, Patel is actually really good.
No idea.
But no, it's new to us. But I mean, I already have a jukebox IPA being held, and
but
we will try.
Someone needs to put that close to your mouth, and you just sort of.
It's my second one, really.
Oh, yeah. It's your second one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've got to do some sort of panel thing later, so I can't actually afford to be drunk, or I can't afford to be that level of drunk.
Yeah, awesome. You'll get there.
So, boys, what are you here for? What's your highlight? What are you looking for?
nice. Honestly, some seasonals would be nice.
Yeah.
Seeing what's out at the moment. Haven't seen too much of like Watts River. Haven't seen too much of Blackmans and stuff like that. So.
Well, Blackmans is very cool.
Yeah, I haven't had their first beer. I've had the Reginald once or twice before.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really nice. And I've heard they got the Reg out. I don't know if it's here. But they've got the
Reg out. They had the Reginald. We chatted with them earlier.
Awesome.
One of them earlier. Yeah. Nice.
Awesome. It's like some stuff that we haven't seen before. Mm. Obviously, being in the West, we don't get everyone to come out our way. Like obviously, Blackmans is regional West, and
yeah.
we don't get to come out our way. And so Watts River is another one that we just haven't seen too much of.
Well, we don't know a lot about them either. We just sort of looked over there.
I've seen them a lot on Instagram. The dude with the beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And same with Seven Cent as well. Like.
You hear a lot, but you don't see a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, we know those kids quite well, but but no, this is cool and it's really starting to pick up.
Yeah, it's good to see it's like all beer festivals really. It's just it's good seeing people enjoy good beer for one.
Yeah. And festivals for another. Yeah.
It's just like winter music is always a good way to sit down on the hill, sit down to sun.
Yeah, yeah.
Still have some sun out a little bit.
I approve all of those messages. Yes.
And when you come to a festival, it's good to see the different variety of people that you get at a festival as well, especially like a craft beer festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Real like hopheads, and then.
And then like
just new to craft beer.
I thought you were gonna say and then like commoners, but that's a wrong word,
commoners.
Paul.
It's good to see commoners get out here and craft beer as well.
No, but it's awesome to see like just people who.
Yeah.
Might be plus ones, and they get to
something
like
Tubers
or something like Stealthy
Grants,
like real easy drinking pails. But
and then they make
salty,
and then
they
get to enough craft beer forever.
Yeah, yeah. Which is awkward, really. But we should move on before the music gets any louder.
Yes, we should.
And okay, so our last stop isn't actually a. Like brewer, but more the quieter spot we could find, because, you know, well, we've already done 30 minutes. We don't want to take anyone else's time
anymore.
I think
they would notice that last segment was a lot,
louder than the
earlier segments.
So we have been recording from live at Brewer's Feast. We've been drinking steadily as we went through, but not in an adventure sort of way.
Some of you have.
I have not. So, we are finishing up here. So, I've been Chris Shorten. With me has been Paul Christoph.
Good night.
With me has been Ben Wilson.
Good night.
And if you manage to get to Brewer's Feast, okay, you won't hear this before that.
If you did manage to get to Brewer's Feast,
we hope you got to the Cavalier tent. We hope you got pretty much everywhere.
They're all great breweries.
Yeah. They are fantastic breweries.
There are no duds.
Yeah, and there are real people on the stands here. But this will only make sense if you hear this like in the past and then I would travel back in time.
You're rambling, Chris.
On that note, we'll see you next week.
See you later. Bye-bye.